back again on the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, as we continue with the November edition of the Mike Moore Show. Mike, I want to share it with you and get your thoughts on this. It was a story that was in the news here earlier this week. Governor Dennis Dugard says he supports a mental illness task force proposed by the state's top judge. Dugard says he's concerned about how long people charged with crimes are spending in jail awaiting mental health evaluations. The Argus Leader recently reported a backlog of mental competency evaluations of criminal suspects that are tasking county budgets and raising concerns about the rights of defendants. There were 147 requests in state court for mental competency exams in fiscal 2015, and the state's state's mental hospital conducts only 36 each year. State Supreme Court Chief Justice David Gilbertson announced the formation of the task force last Friday. This would be a week from this last Friday, to look into how mental illness is affecting the court system. Members will include law officers, prosecutors, county officials, mental health professionals, social service officials, and court officials. Mike, are you seeing any of this?
Well, we've had several cases that mental health or mental illness was an issue. The robbery at is it Come and Go still down there?
The Super X.
Super X. And there was an individual that had burned down a house, an arson case that was a mental issue. But so we have a handful of these. Edwin Thompson, when we had all those murders in 2009,
sure,
he was a mental illness issue. But I have seen these, and you know that's what happens. So what happens if a person is in custody in jail and they and their defense attorney or themselves or the court or the prosecutor recognizes that the person might have some kind of mental illness or may not understand the charges because they're talking about competency in that article, they get ordered to have an evaluation done. And if they're in custody, that evaluation is generally done at the Human Services Center in Pierre in Yankton. And it is backed up. It does take some time to get on the schedule and get that completed. Generally, what we've done in those cases is we've used people outside of the state hospital in Yankton. We've gotten local people or people in Sioux Falls to come up and do the competency evaluation rather than go through the state system. So I would agree that I have seen that the state system is backlogged and it does take some time to get that resolved, but there are other options for the counties or for us in our prosecutions proceed a little bit quicker, and we send them to individuals that are able to do those evaluations fairly quickly.
So what percentage would you say of the mental health cases that are coming through your office run through the state versus having it done independently?
I would say that the percentage is probably 50-50. I'd say about 50% are done through the state system, 50% are done privately. You know, the other thing that happens is and I think that the public doesn't understand. So if someone comes in and they have a mental illness and they're declared incompetent, that person is then automatically committed to the Human Services Center in Yankton, whether they've made that diagnosis or not. So then they get sent down to Yankton. And whether that person's in custody or not. For example, the case with the Super X where the guy went in and robbed it, they had an independent evaluation done. He was declared incompetent. Once he was declared incompetent, he wasn't in jail. He was out on bond. Then he gets put in custody and gets sent to Yankton, and they treat him for that. And then they give the whether he can become competent or not. And he became competent then very shortly after that, and then they sent him back up here, and we have to deal with that. There's another hearing in front of the judge. The judge then declares him competent to proceed, and then we proceed in that matter or in that situation. But so that's kind of what the process is. So it can be done privately or publicly if the issue is raised. It just depends on who's available and how quickly can you get that done. And a lot of times, I agree with the article, a lot of times it is quicker to find outside independent person to do that. It might cost a little bit more, but again, if the person's in custody, you're spending all that money keeping them in jail, so you want to move it along as quickly as you can.
And that, I think, too, is an interesting point to kind of spin off. So you would first off agree with these numbers then that, you know, there's 147 requests in the court right now for these exams when the state hospital is only able to do 36. Now, that seems like a very, very small number. Do they just not have the staff numbers at the Human Services Center to conduct more? Or that just seems, for an entire state, that just seems very, very, very small.
Right. I have no reason to dispute the numbers that they're saying there. I would say that the exams themselves, once they're done, they don't take very long to do. You know, it's a day or two of testing and things, and then they do a report. I would say that probably what happens is those 147, you make a request. The state tells you, well, it's going to be 6 months before we can do it. So that person is probably getting an exam done somewhere other than Yankton. And that's why that Yankton, the state themselves, only done 36, because the other people have to find ability to do it somewhere else. And a lot of the communities in town or in the state would have the ability to have someone locally or some other individual come and do that evaluation.
Do you believe that there are, we'll just say in the last 5-6 years, more cases that are involving mental health issues? Is it becoming a bigger issue than it was?
I don't think it's becoming a bigger issue. You know, from the cases we've seen, I've had, you know, we have a handful of these cases every year where this is an issue that comes up. And you have the issue of, first of all, is competent? Are they competent to proceed? Then you have the defense issues, or whether they are guilty but mentally ill, or whether they're not guilty by reason of insanity. All that can be part of this competency process. And you've seen that throughout the years. I don't think that there's any great increase right now than what I've seen before, at least in Beadle County. I think the recognition of mental illnesses and mental disease is getting better. So we're better able to recognize those issues today than we were maybe 15, 20 years ago. We're becoming more educated on that. And, you know, a task force that's studying that and looking at that, and maybe anything that can be done better, I'm always in favor of. And studying the issue is, I think, a good idea.
You know, because just based on the 8 minutes that we've been talking about this, it sounds like there are a solution to ease the backlog. It's just, like you say, going to cost a little bit more because you have to go privately outside of the state. So, I mean, ultimately, I would imagine those costs come back to the counties because you're requesting these. So what would you see right now, I guess? And obviously, we're not going to solve this in 10 minutes, but, you know, as you look at this and see that, okay, well, now they're looking into it because they think there's an issue. I mean, what do you think would be the best way of alleviating this backlog issue? I mean, does the state need to provide more straight up money to counties for these evaluations, or does the state need to invest more money, say, in HSC and increase their capacity for doing these? What do you see as a ballpark way to ease the backlog?
Well, you're right. I think that the two solutions are exactly what you said. You either increase your ability to do them at Yankton, or you can or give counties money to go outside. I think the latter, giving counties money to do these outside of Yankton, is probably not going to happen. I can't imagine that the state's ever going to give money back to the counties, and I've never seen that really happen in my time. I mean, the trend is to, these are local issues, local. I mean, that's what the way that the administration is looking at these in the legislature, with Senate Bill 70 and the juvenile reform, all that's being pushed back onto the counties to handle that. It's their business, handle it at the county level. So for the state to step up and say, hey, all of a sudden we're going to give counties or make a pool of money available to the counties, I think is unlikely. I do think that you might see them providing this better services through Yankton, Now, that's not necessarily free for the county. The counties are still paying money to Yankton or to the state system in order for that to happen. It's just a little bit more cost effective than going outside. I think when we did that Super X case, that individual that did that examination cost the county somewhere around $10,000. You know, that was the defense person. So, you know, that's a lot of money for one case, individual being examined for mental illness issues.
You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
We're back with more right after this.